on Talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Tito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our daily drop update for Big Brother Canada 11. It's not quite daily, but we are here, and I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong. With me today is Scally to talk through all of the HOH potential nomination stuff. How you doing, Scally?
Hi, hello. I'm doing well. Here to talk about all of that, lots of stuff that there is to talk about. Excited to be here and breaking it down.
Yes. I mean, look, we've got a lot more than the last like two or three days. So some stuff to get through for sure. Now, just to catch you up, of course, Renee won the HOH on Thursday night. And the question was, who is she going to nominate? My first thought was probably Ty and Koozie, because I imagined that Shania and Claudia would be pushing Koozie. However, in yesterday's drop, we saw that Koozie got up there to Renee early and got a promise out of Renee early that she would not go on the block, at least initially. Renee all but basically told Koozie that she would be the replacement nominee if Ty were to win the veto. But as far as an initial nominee goes, it seems as though she will be okay. However, I still thought, well, what happens when Renee has a chance to talk to Claudia and Shania? Will they push Koozie as a nom, an initial nom? We'll have to wait and see. And that's what we are going to see here today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as everyone predicts, it's hard to stand up against the entire house, even when you have an idea of what you want to do, when every single other person is telling you that's wrong. It seems like it would be easy for Renee to fold. So get to see that play out.
Yes. So we started the drop with Claudia and Shania talking. Now they're in the living room. The two of them are on one couch. Anika is on the other couch across the room. So at first, Claudia and Shania are kind of whispering to each other a bit. And I don't think that Anika can hear or really is intended to hear. I don't think they care if she hears, but they're talking to themselves, which I think is important because they're talking pretty disparagingly about Renee. Just like the tone that they're using when they're talking about Renee. This immediately gave me the sense that like they don't feel like they have as much say as they want in her HOH, and they're frustrated by that. And on top of that, they are saying they think she has an underdog story and could beat both of them in the end. And so they start talking about votes and counting votes, and they just feel like, how annoying would it be if Renee beat us both after everything, essentially.
Mm-hmm. It's like she started on the bottom and then we're here and we did everything and
we saved her.
Yeah, we saved her. Let's talk about whose vote she might have if she were to make it there over us. So things are definitely starting to a little bit of tension growing.
Yes. And so this is important because first of all, I think they're very wrong. Now, this could just be one of those things where they are kind of just confirming to each other that they wouldn't cut each other for Renee in the event of a final three or something along those lines. But given how much information they are continuing to withhold from Renee and the sort of adversarial approach that Renee seems to have with them when it comes to the HOH and what she's doing with the HOH, It does kind of feel to me like they are just genuinely worried about Renee and might not even want to go to a final three with her at this point, especially now that she's won a comp. I would say, especially if she gets out somebody like Ty or Koozie, they are feeling a little, I think, like they would rather go down with maybe either Daniel or Anika or both. Or I'm not sure, but definitely just a strange way to start this drop with the two of them.
Especially because at the beginning, it's just focused on like Anika laying there with the voices on in the background. So, you know, if she overhears, that's fine because the consequences. Anika, you want to go to final three?
Yeah. So they go on to open up the conversation to Anika a bit more. They talk about how Kuzi came down and had this weird campaign to them about like begging for her life and needing the money and just wanting to stay until Final Five and doesn't even care about winning the game, just wants to have the money to like stay in the game longer. This is going to be brought up multiple times throughout the drop because it's, you know, it's make fun of Kuzi Day. Claudia's like, it's just so weird, you know, it's just so weird. Is it weird between you guys now, Anika? And Anika's like, I don't know. I'm just trying to make it not be weird, I guess. And then Shanae and Claudia agree, you know who we feel bad for? Ty. Poor Ty in this game. He's all by himself.
Yeah. Apparently Ty is self-isolating. They're saying like he's choosing to be alone, but we still feel bad that he is just sitting in the room, not talking to anybody. Ty's such an introvert. And isn't that so sad? I didn't think we would see the day where everyone in the house was feeling bad for Ty all of a sudden.
Well, at least Shanae and Claudia.
Yeah.
So Claudia actually gets up and goes right over to Ty and they hang out for a little bit. She asks if he's going to talk to Renee. He says, I don't really need to. There's no talking her out of it. Claudia says, talks about Kuzi awkwardly campaigning and says, you know, you should, I want you to hang out with us sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, just like leave the room once in a while. And you need your alone time. That's fine. But just like, you know, get involved.
Yeah. Daniel briefly talks to Kuzi. He says that his petty side has been unlocked because if she puts him on that block, he won't even want to look in her direction. He's talking, of course, about Renee. I think they have now realized at this point that Renee has decided she doesn't want to put Kuzi on the block. So, just to sort of catch you up on where I think things have gone from this point. I believe that Renee had a conversation with Shanae and Claudia. She said, hey, my thought is I want to put Ty on the block. I don't want to put Kuzi on the block. She, I believe, has been leaning Anika for her for the nomination to be next to Ty. But she would go either way between Anika or Daniel. From my perspective, it feels like Shanae and Claudia have not pushed very hard to try to get Kuzi on the block. However, I do still get the sense that they feel annoyed that they probably weren't consulted about the decision to not put Kuzi on the block in the first place. And it's very clear that Renee is trying to get some credit on her own for not putting Kuzi up, which, to be clear, fair game for Renee. But I think that, you know, Claudia and Shanae are not loving it, but at the same time, not pushing, which is again, an indication to me that they just don't feel comfortable with Renee to even push. They feel like they need to be very careful and delicate about the situation. I think that's currently where things stand and everyone has kind of accepted that Renee is just not putting Kuzi on the block with very little pushback against it.
Yeah, it has me, you know, I am not shocked that this is the reaction from Daniel of like, I'm gonna get petty. Don't look at me. Like, I don't want to talk to you. Like, you want my jury vote? Yeah, right. but it makes me want the nomination. Like, I do want things to get petty. Please give me entertainment in that house.
Yes. Well, he says to the cameras, should I just offer to go on the block? At least then I'll guarantee a spot in the veto. No, well, it's, I know, because it would be best to stay off the block and hope that the other two can convince Renee to get Kuzi on the block. Worst case is me versus Anika after the veto. And so he's kind of talking through those options. I mean, I agree with him that it would be silly to offer yourself to go on the block just for a spot in the veto when only one person's not playing in the first place. And so. You're playing against the odds of you not being chosen, which are already low. And then even if you do get chosen, you're still, you know, you still then have to win the veto for that to even matter at all. And the odds of Daniel winning are not super low, but also pretty low. just, I mean, 1 in 5 in general. I think anybody has a chance to win this veto at the very least. That contrasted with the odds of making of like Kuzi going up on the block post veto, which I think are very high. You just don't need to be on the block. I don't think that's a necessity in any way.
Like you already have a 75% chance of playing this veto. 3 out of those 4 names are getting pulled out of there. So just like accept the odds. And then in the scenario where Ty comes off the block or like you win the veto or Aniko wins the veto, like great, you can, you know, guarantee your safety that way. But you should rather it be Aniko up there against Kuzi than you. Like whatever the chances are that things get flipped around, don't take them. Why take them? Take the 75% chance of playing in the veto rather than the 10% chance of actually going home by volunteering.
Mm-hmm. So Daniel goes to Ty and he asks Ty, hey, should I offer to go up? And Ty says, no, the final four are going to be those girls plus Aniko. Don't make it any easier for them. That's what they want. They want Aniko to go as far as possible because they know they can beat her. And they're going to take out us guys, and Kuzi. And Daniel says that I'm just worried I'm going to go up on the block against Aniko. Because here's the thing. But here's the thing. If I don't go up and I win the veto, I almost feel like I should pull you off, Ty, and force them to put up Kuzi. And Ty's like, well, I mean, I don't think that would be a pretty good idea. Ty says, I mean, I think they'll send me or you before Kuzi because they want the girls to get to the end. And Daniel's like, yeah, I mean, that's why we can force their hand.
Yeah, never did I think I would see the day where we had conversations of, is Daniel going to be pulling Ty off the block to get Kuzi out of the house? But here we are. I think a like early guess is I don't see that happening. I think that probably feels like Daniel maybe is would be reaching with that move, but you never know.
So I thought about it a little bit.
Oh,
not a lot. I thought okay. about it a little bit.
Okay.
It actually does kind of make some sense in certain situations where it's like if Daniel feels like he can beat Ty, but also feels like Ty would take him to the end. Then and Aniko, he could get Aniko on board with it. Then he could take Ty down. And then it's him, Ty, and Aniko against Shanea and Claudia in the next competition. Which, you know, slightly better odds, I guess, than Kuzi. I mean, it's basically replacing Kuzi with Ty, where Ty is like a little bit more likely to win some of those comps. And more importantly, probably willing to take Daniel to the end and Daniel can probably beat him. And then keep Aniko as well. And then Ty is a much bigger target in front of him still. Like there's a lot of ways where it could work. The ways where it doesn't work, of course, is does Daniel retain his ability to win in the end? If he so blatantly betrays Kuzi in that way, would they respect the move? Would they feel like it was a dirty move? What happens to his relationship with the girly pops. There are definitely a lot of other factors he needs to consider, but it's not, when I was thinking about it briefly, I was like, this is not an automatic no. I think there are ways that this can work.
For sure. I think it would be down to conferring with Shanea and Claudia first, probably. And like,
and that's, yeah. Talking about a future conversation, move? there's actually a world where Shanea and Claudia might be on board with this. So
yeah,
that would be even better.
Mm-hmm. I do think Daniel would probably get a little freaked out, wondering if Claudia and Ty have any chance of reconnecting, like instead of him. Does Daniel then, by doing this move, like if they in the world that they were not on board and or he didn't want to confer with them, does he then become like the bigger target because of this move than Ty? So, you know, there's a lot of things to consider, but it's not an absolute no.
Mm-hmm. So Daniel said, or Ty says, you know, it was a mistake to take out Santina. You guys really needed to take a shot at the numbers and not at this one individual. Daniel agrees. He says, you know, I thought that at least going along with what Kuzi wanted, I'd get some credit for, you know, taking out Santina, saving the girls. But Ultimately, this is obviously not working out. Tad's like, yeah, now Renee is going to make it to the end and she's going to look like a mastermind. and they both agree they will not be voting for Renee in the end. No way, no how. Daniel says, I'll vote for the best player. I'm not going to be like, I'm going to be bitter, but I'll vote for the best player. The problem is none of those girls are the best player. So none of them will be getting my vote. Ty says, well, I mean, Claudia, I think, over the other two, right? Claudia has been doing all right. And Daniel agrees. He said, he says, oh, yeah, I'd vote for Claudia over the other two. So, you know, it's not new information, but additional information about where these girly pops stand when it comes to jury votes.
Yeah, we are just reconfirming what we suspected. Definitely.
Yeah. Daniel makes it clear to Ty, and this is kind of important. He says, obviously, I don't want Koozie to go. But I'd rather sit on the block next to Koozie than Anika. So Daniel's doing a great job of talking to Ty here. Camaraderie, men, the only two men left in the game. Making sure Ty wants him to stay. Giving Ty, you know, lots of stuff to work with here. The danger, of course, is that if Ty does end up on the block next to Daniel, then he might start spewing stuff, or even worse, perhaps if Ty on the blog next to Daniel, Koozie wins the veto, he could maybe use some dirt on Daniel to get Koozie to use the veto on him, have Koozie use the move that Daniel is thinking of, which by the way would probably definitely be the best move for Koozie. So there's some danger here, and I think that's, you know, part of why Daniel is probably, you know, trying to make sure, like, I don't want Koozie to go. Let's be clear about this. But I don't know if that's going to be enough. But it also probably won't matter because it doesn't seem like Daniel will end up on the block initially against Ty. So we'll talk through that. But Ty says, I think Claudia will be the one most likely to listen and keep you over Anika. And Daniel says, well, would you keep me over Anika if I ended up on the block next to her? Ty says, absolutely. So Daniel has locked in Ty. He thinks he can get Koozie as well. And so in Ty's mind and Daniel's mind, they just would need to get Claudia and or Shania to agree, because if it's a tie, then Renee breaks the tie. And if they want Anika to stay, they can basically keep Anika. Whether or not they actually want Anika to stay is yet to be determined, but there's maybe an indication in a future conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, like, good conversation happening between the two of them. Like, Daniel even theorizing, like, how could I stay off the block? Could I ask her to let me keep my clean record of never being on the block? It's like, I don't think that should be a good reason for her to keep you off of the block, but I guess we're trying anything right now.
And he says again, oh, the uproar if I won and took you off. And they laugh together. So Daniel goes, he talks to the cameras again. And he says, man, I might have to save Ty if I win the veto. I might have to do it. And he says, if I do end up on the block against Anika, I did have a relationship with the girls before Anika did. I might be able to win Claudia and Shania, even if Renee is a tougher sell. But if all I would need essentially is Claudia and Shania, and then he would have Ty. And even if he didn't have Koozie, that's three, that's enough. Again, there's four votes. So if Daniel wants to stay, we know based on a future conversation that Renee would prefer for Anika to stay over Daniel. So if it goes to a tie, Anika would stay over Daniel. So Daniel would need three, which would mean he would need Shania and Claudia. And whether he has Shania and Claudia is, again, yet to be determined at this point. In a conversation later in the drop, they're going to say they agree with Renee that they would keep Anika over Daniel. But again, they're not really giving Renee a lot of truth in this conversation. So it's hard to know if that is actually the case. But it's definitely not a good sign for Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Daniel last week, like, really weaponized being the one to pass it off to the girly pops in the safety chain. And I think that he's probably going to try to lean on that quite a bit, as well as his relationships. But I don't know if that card's been used. Like, it's been played one round, and I don't know if it's going to get him through this week also.
Yes. And to be clear here, it's doesn't seem super likely that this scenario will actually happen. It's something that Daniel is worried about and prepping for, but it does seem fairly locked in that Kuzi will still be the replacement nominee in the event of Ty winning the veto, but it's not locked in by any means at this point. So Daniel goes and he talks to Anika, and Anika says, Anika just got done with Wendy's with Renee. And Anika says, just do everything you can to not be on the block, Daniel. They both agree. It's just it. Whoever goes up on the block initially, it doesn't really matter. What really matters is making sure Kuzi is the replacement nominee after the veto. Anika says that Renee is a little bit worried that they will gun for her next week because she thinks that Kuzi is getting into Renee's head about it. And now this is Anika. Anika has been known to have some like reads that are just like a little bit off center. So Daniel says, did she say that? And she's like, I think that's my assumption is that Kuzi got in her head about it. So who knows how accurate a lot of this is, but that's Anika's read on the Wendy's conversations that Renee is a little bit concerned that, that Daniel and Anika may come for her next. I mean, we know this is true. We know that Kuzi has that information. So it's certainly possible that, that Kuzi gave that information to Renee, but I think that's also why they are concerned that Renee has that information because they know Kuzi has that information. So, who knows?
Yeah. And I mean, from Anika's point of view, she knows that she has that final four with Daniel, Claudia, and Shania. So from her, you know, it makes sense of Renee should be feeling on the outs of this. There is a four that could potentially come after her. And the only explanation for like how that might have happened is Kuzi. So that is what is going on in my mind right now, regardless of if that's what Renee was implying in the slightest.
Yeah, it reminds me of when they were all freaking out that Dan was pitching to four of the five Crown members. And they were, how does he know? Like, who told him? So Renee is going to practice her nomination speech to the cameras. And if you needed any more confirmation, she's got her speech for Ty planned out. I've chosen to nominate you because you were the definition of a competition beast. That being said, you had no problem throwing me up on the block. So I'd like to return the favor, something along those lines. She's going to practice a few more times. And then here's the conversation I've been referring to a lot. It's probably the most important conversation of the drop. And it's the final conversation of the drop. Renee, Claudia, and Shania chat. Claudia asks Renee what Anika said at Wendy's. And Renee starts talking about like, oh, well, okay, we're going for Ty. Like, we talked about that, blah, blah, blah. Claudia says she thinks Kuzi is gunning for her. So, you know, she wouldn't be upset about Kuzi leaving. Renee says, I'll only consider Kuzi once the veto is used. Kuzi is not going on the block. And Claudia and Shania are both like, oh, yeah, yeah, totally. That's definitely what we're, again, zero pushback about this. Which, again, to me indicates a lack of trust. Usually if you're actually like with an ally, you would make a pitch. And I'm surprised they aren't, because there is a pretty good pitch here that I anticipated that they would make, which is they have been suspecting that Kuzi and Ty have been secretly working together or openly working together for a long time. And so the pitch to me, if you're Claudia and Shania, if you want Kuzi on the block, is, what if she wins the veto and uses it on Ty? Because not only could she do that because they could be secretly working together, but also just straight up, as we talked about, it is kind of her best play. And so that's something that Renee should be genuinely concerned about. And I think it's an argument that would give them an in to start pushing a little harder. But I guess they haven't really thought of it. I'm not entirely sure, but they're certainly not using it.
Yeah, for sure. There's like very light, soft pitching going on in this conversation. If anything, any conversations that are brought up are done so like, oh, you know what would be kind of funny and silly if we did? But there is no, do you think that this is a better move? Have you considered this? None of that. So it is very much as if like you are going out and feeling an HOH that like is from the other alliance and you're trying to figure out what's happening rather than my best friend just won HOH.
Mm-hmm. So Claudia and Shania let Renee know about Koozie's weird campaign to them about needing the money. Renee says it makes sense for her to put Daniel or Anika up. She just doesn't know if she wants to be the one to break Daniel's streak. So that's why she's kind of leaning toward Anika. Claudia says she thinks Anika would be more understanding, and Renee agrees. Renee says she would like for Anika to stay as long as possible, though. She wouldn't want Anika to leave. And Claudia agrees. They say, like, no, there's no way Anika would leave. And so, again, this is it. Renee makes it clear she wants Anika to stay. Claudia and Shania do agree with her here in this conversation. Shania says that putting Daniel up might help her selfishly because it leaves her as the only person left in the game that hasn't been nominated. Renee actually kind of pushes back against this and kind of says, like, well, you know, okay, but what if I didn't put him up? If you won in the double, would you put him up against Koozie? And this is the biggest kind of like error in this entire conversation to me. Renee asks Shania, would you put Daniel up against Koozie next week? And Shania says, I guess.
Should be a pretty easy answer here. Like, there's no other options. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, who else is she going to put up against Koozie if Ty's gone? This to me, along with the conversation that started the drop, really does make me feel like they will stay true to that final four and actually just put up like Renee and Koozie if she won or something.
It's so wild. It's so wild to think about that actually being a possibility. It's so clearly not in their best interest to be doing so. But I just, ever since that invisible HOH week, like, Renee's stock has just tanked with them.
I'm pissed.
And she has not unpissed herself, unfortunately for her.
Oh, boy. Renee says, again, I'm leaning toward Anika to salvage my relationship with Daniel. Shania says, well, yeah, okay, if you put up Anika now, then yeah, it would be easier for me to put up Daniel next week. And Renee says she wants to talk to Daniel, see where his head is at. Shania again agrees she thinks Anika would be more understanding. Renee says that's what I felt. So pretty clear that Renee is leaning pretty heavily toward Anika being the initial nom here against Ty. Claudia says she's starting to think that Daniel and Anika might even actually go after Koozie next week because there's so much tension between them right now. Renee says that's perfect for us because I really feel confident that we're going to get Ty out. But even if he wins and then I put Koozie up, then they're still gunning for Ty next week. So either way, they're gunning for either Ty or Koozie. So again, to me, this is a pretty big indication that Renee is actually going to put Koozie up on the block as a replacement for Ty if he were to win. There's not a lot of reason for her to just like lie in that moment and fake that she wouldn't put Koozie, or that she would put Koozie up if she wasn't going to put Koozie up, or whatever the case may be. But who knows? Shania then says, Shania tries what you were saying, Scalia, just a light little poke. You know, Renee, it almost works for us if Ty wins the veto and then we take Koozie out, because it's even more likely that Daniel and Anika target Ty next week over Koozie. And Renee says, yeah, but they'll still target Koozie, right? And Shania says, sure. It's just, you know, they do have a relationship. I think it's more likely that they rejoin with Koozie than they rejoin with Ty. And then it's kind of a little awkward, and Renee's just like, yeah, but let's hope he doesn't win that veto. And they're like, yeah, let's hope he doesn't win that veto.
Yeah, I mean, it's not wrong. It's a lot easier to repair a relationship at Final Six than it is to build an entirely new one, especially, like, I guess, in a double. You're not going to build something completely new. And they even did, like, a little bit of theorizing, like, counting down the weeks. Like, there will be a double, and then, like, we'll have HOH that will only have an HOH room for 2 days. And so, like, they're expecting it to come at some point. And I think that it's not a wrong read, that it would be a lot easier to imagine them not targeting Koozie than not targeting Ty.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's not wrong logic, but what they don't know is that Daniel does actually have a history of a relationship with Ty, having used the veto on him, which they don't know about. I think Shania is actually, again, I think that Koozie leaving here is actually better for Daniel and Anika than Koozie leaving here. But that's about what we have for the drop. So just to summarize here, a lot of this is still kind of up in the air. I would say the thing I'm most certain about at this point is that we are likely going to see Anika and Ty on the block as initial nominations. From there, things get a little sketchier because not only could things ultimately change, but I don't even know if the plan is completely set in stone. But I do believe that the plan, the most likely plan right now, is that if Ty were to win the veto, Koozie would go up in his place and Koozie would then leave. It's possible that Renee is like pulling the wool over Shania and Claudia's eyes and has them completely clocked and is just lying to them about Koozie going up. I think that's not super likely, but what is possible is that things again could change, that information could come out, Koozie could start pushing even harder, and that maybe she could get herself into a better position to not go up as a replacement. You never entirely know. But as of right now, it does seem like the most likely outcome would be Koozie as a replacement. And if, say, Anika were to win the veto, I think just Daniel would go up next to Ty. Ty would then leave. And then if Daniel were to win the veto, it is possible, especially because, remember, we just saw Shania say, hey, Ty staying wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Now, that's contingent on the fact that she thinks that Daniel will be gunning for Ty. If Daniel wants to use the veto on Ty, she might not be okay with that. But it's possible, whether she's okay with it or not, that Daniel might play that veto on Ty, which would force Koozie on the block and probably force Koozie out, unless the use of the veto changed things so dramatically that that meant that the girls wanted Anika out over Koozie, which would be weird, but not impossible. Those are kind of the potential outcomes here that we're looking at. Still looking like Ty will need to win this veto, or maybe Daniel. And then if he does, or Daniel maybe, then it's probably Koozie. If for some reason Koozie manages to get herself out of that, then we would likely see Daniel on the block next to Anika, in which case Daniel would likely have Ty's votes. Koozie's vote actually doesn't really matter because it's Ty plus Shania and Claudia. Shania and Claudia control the vote unless Ty and Koozie go against what they want and Renee also goes against what they want. But realistically, Shania and Claudia would control the vote. So whether they would want Anika or Claudia or Daniel to stay is really what matters there. But at this point, that seems pretty unlikely, but not impossible.
Yeah, it's just interesting because of how the alliances fall that we're in like sort of like a final five veto situation where you can force the HOH to put someone up that they're not really intending to and just like get your actual target there rather than theirs. So it's really interesting to watch play out. I am not that I'm rooting for it, obviously, but I am almost curious, like if Ty somehow found himself coming off the block, like Koozie is not pitching against Daniel and Anika right now. And, you know, while she is pitching and the girls are saying like that pitch was weird, they're also saying like, Koozie's so funny. And she like, they're, you know, talking her up like the social game is like good. And I wonder if she could do anything when she knows she has to do something, but I don't want to find out.
Yes. So that's all we're going to get until Monday, likely. So what we will find out on Monday is ultimately who went on the block. Again, I'm going to assume that it's probably Anika and Ty, unless something changes between now and nominations. Well, they would have already changed because this happened yesterday. And then who wins the veto? Very important. And then hopefully we'll get whatever the plan is post-veto, whether it's going to be used, who the replacement is going to be, and then even who might be the target at that point. There's a lot to learn once that veto happens, but we'll have to wait until Monday to see. But in the meantime, that's about what we have for you.
There we go.
I'm going to be live in about like 20 minutes or so for the Survivor Stock Watch. If you want to watch along with the Survivor Stock, should be a fun one. We actually got a good episode. So, some stuff to dig into there for the Survivor Stock Watch. Then find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'll be playing some Goose Goose Duck tomorrow, hanging out, watching episodes with all of you when they air. And then on Monday, back with that big, important drop of information. And then the Big Brother Canada stock watch on Monday night. So tune in for all of that. Scally, what do you got going on?
Anything I'm doing will be on Twitter at @Brian_Scally, including covering this season of the Challenge World Championships over on the Dom and Colin podcast with Matt Liguori. So that's a ton of fun. And then anything else I'm doing will be on Twitter.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you then. Thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.